USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Republican San Diego area congressman and his wife are now charged with campaign finance violations. Representative Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret indicted yesterday, having allegedly used over $250,000 from their campaign fund to pay for personal expenses and then filing false records in a cover-up effort, according to prosecutors. President Trump at a campaign-style rally in West Virginia last night slams New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo for recently saying that America has never been great.
His comments are an insult to the generations of brave Americans whose blood and sweat and tears built our magnificent country.
No reports of damage, but a powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake hit early today southwest of Portland, Oregon. And this is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Fire crews in Northern California losing ground in their fight against the ranch fire, which has grown to 357,000 acres, and containment has dropped from 74% to 67%. It's one of two fires forming the Mendocino Complex fire, the biggest in California history. One firefighter has been killed battling it. A powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake strikes Venezuela yesterday. John Clemens with more.
The U.S. Geological Survey recorded the earthquake in the coastal town of Arapa, with tremors felt 286 miles away in the capital of Caracas. I spoke to Rafael Abreu, a geologist at the USGS, who explained it's good news the quake was so deep.
The fact that it is pretty much at 100 kilometers in depth means that we're not looking at damage and impact as if it were shallower.
123 kilometers is about 76 miles deep into the earth.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
We told you about President Trump at the West Virginia rally last night. During it, he made no mention of two former staffers who were found guilty of felonies yesterday. The president speaking to the crowd in Charleston, West Virginia, saying the probe into Russian meddling in the U.S. election is a witch hunt, and saying investigators are still trying to find evidence that his campaign colluded with Russians. Hours earlier, Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort was found guilty of 8 felony charges, and his former lawyer, Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to the same number of felonies. An Arizona Senate candidate says her state's Republican senators helped contribute to the death of an Iowa college student. 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts found dead yesterday, and an undocumented immigrant is being charged with her murder. The disappearance of Tibbetts catching the attention of the national media for weeks. Now Arizona Senate candidate Kelly Ward says current Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake helped contribute to Tibbetts' death because they lacked the courage and leadership to secure Arizona's borders with Mexico. And the FDA is expanding expiration dates for certain EpiPens as a shortage continues. The four-month extension applies to 0.3 milligram doses of EpiPen. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.